Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. Yes, that's right, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and today we will focus on gratitude. We will focus on humility. We will focus on praise. And most importantly, we will work on ourselves. So if you would, for just a few minutes, turn back the clock, settle yourself down, take just a few moments for yourself. Take a few moments to regroup, to recalibrate, to begin to develop a simple practice, taking time out every day to just work on yourself. And if you could do that, then your world and your life will become better. And here at the Empowerment Works, the way that I begin every show is with the Empowerment Pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I mean, just think about that for a moment. If you continuously tell yourself mentally and emotionally that you will work on yourself, you will work on the weaker parts of you. You will increase yourself. You will grow yourself. You will develop yourself. Things will begin to change. So the pledge is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And so you're laying it all out right there. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just your issues and your concerns and your hurts and your pains. It could be your attitudes, your relationship, your responsibilities or your irresponsibilities. It is something that you need to work on in your life. And so it is a process of being able to look at your circumstances, your situations, you know, the things in life that you have to deal with. And with the empowerment, is very important that this is for everyday people. This process is a process that will allow human beings to connect with themselves at some point. And if we can get back to being human beings, finding the best parts of us to practice and promote, then we become better. And so it is with support and assistance that we every day strive to develop those tools necessary to become a better person. And the whole idea is to become a better person. And that is acknowledging that you're growing every day. And all you have to do is just practice. Just simply try to practice working on yourself. That's it. Each day, every day, one day at a time, I'm working on myself. And so every day we begin the Empowerment Pledge, and we also focus on gratitude. And so if you would today, just a moment, begin to humble yourself, and that's a part of the process, humility and forgiveness, balance, focus, faith, and you. And so if you will, just a moment, humble yourself, relax your mind, and get to a place where you can begin to humble yourself and just relax. So as we begin our morning practice of gratitude, find something in your heart and mind that you want to just become thankful for. And I know with my own personal practice, it begins with my life. Every morning that I wake up subtly, when my eyes open or I get to a point of consciousness, I just begin to think, thank you. Thank you for another day. So I'm appreciating my life more, and I'm becoming thankful for just the opportunity to experience life. Thankful for another day. I practice gratitude and say thank you for allowing me to just wake up, for my life, for all the experiences and all the blessings that I've received in my lifetime. And I'm so thankful and humble to have an opportunity to experience life yet another day. And so I'm not caught in the trappings of material world. I mean, that's good, but when you break it down to experience in life and just being thankful for that, then you know from the beginning that what's most important is life, because without life you can't do anything. And then the next thing is your health. And so I began to become thankful for my health. And I would like to share that with you. Become thankful for what you do have. For perfect health. And even if your health isn't perfect, you can begin to do the things necessary to heal yourself. And that's not just you taking some kind of supplements or whatever, but actually making sure that your health, your mental health, your emotional health, and your physical health all line up. So if you would today, take a few moments for gratitude. I am thankful for my health. I am thankful for my sight. So imagine just for a moment what one whole day would be for those that have sight without it. And can you appreciate the blessing that you really have because you can see? So think about all the things that you do right now because you have sight. So let's figure out if you could drive a car being blind. No, you can't. But every day we're on automatic pilot believing that we're supposed to. What you should realize is that it's a blessing. So just being able to see is a major blessing. A major blessing. You have to appreciate that. But not only that, it goes deeper because your hearing and your touch and your taste, all of your faculties, your smell, but even deeper than that are the systems that operate for you within your body, your heart, your lungs. Are you really taking the time out to be thankful for the systems that operate to sustain your physical body? I am appreciative, and I am thankful for my body. Can you humble yourself right now and become thankful for your body, for your lungs and your heart and the blood that pulsates through your body and your brain and your kidneys? Can you become thankful for your kidneys and your liver? All of those systems that function for you, your digestive system, the processes, the food, and removes the nutrients to sustain you. Can you just take a few moments out of your day to humble yourself and become thankful for the things that you do have? Your skin that protects you. It's the simplest of things. It is humbling yourself down past the ego of all the masks that we wear, removing all of the masks, becoming humble enough to simply accept the fact that you have many blessings. Countless blessings. And the first two are the most important. That blessing is your life, and then your health. And then it moves along to some possessions of yours that you may have, a home, a car, money, bank account. All those things are important. But I would dare say, what could you do with all of the money if you're ill, in bed? Absolutely nothing. And so you have to get to a place in your life where you create the balance necessary, where you can experience your material world. There's nothing wrong with it. But you also have to balance it out with your physical world, your emotional world, and your spiritual world. You have to do the work of balancing your life, balancing yourself. And as you practice emotional balance, that emotional balance is mental. It is having a clear mind. It is also the emotional heart, keeping your heart balanced, not too much, not too little. Practicing, staying upright and stable every day. And that's what it's all about. It's a daily process of working on yourself. So we begin in the first practice of gratitude, humility, and forgiveness every day. And so, if you will now, we will transition into forgiveness. And many times we carry the burden of our life and our life experiences with us throughout life and throughout relationships and on jobs and all kind of places that you begin to respond and react to past experiences. And so the challenge here now is to begin to forgive. And it's not so much of a challenge, but it is a practice of beginning to let go of the past and having experiences that you begin to understand as being just that. A lot of us carry our past experiences forward, and so we have at times emotional difficulties or mental difficulties, or we respond and react to people based on our past experiences. But I challenge you today to begin to let go and forgive. Find something within your heart to forgive someone for today. Find one thing that you can begin to simply say, I forgive you for. And don't bring that forward anymore. Leave that in the past, blessing it as an experience, and moving on. Can you begin the practice of forgiving yourself? We all make mistakes. Everyone does. We're not perfect, but we can strive for excellence. And so I'm asking you today to practice forgiveness. And that takes a form of humility. You have to humble yourself to let some things go. And all I'm asking you to do is quietly release it. So sitting quietly wherever you are, listening to this broadcast, just let go. Just forgive. Open your heart. Open your mind to forgiveness. Humble yourself. Begin to practice love for every human being and everything else that lives on this planet. Can you open yourself to live a life of gratitude, humility, and forgiveness? I am letting go of my past hurts, my past sufferings, my past doubts, and I am living firmly in the moment. Can you let go? And can you forgive? If you establish a daily practice of forgiveness, as you get good at it, you won't have to seek it. You'll just feel it. And if you can feel forgiveness in your heart, even for the slightest infraction, whether it's willingly or not, can you stay balanced emotionally and mentally? And you'll have it. So today, we focus on gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. And that's the basic foundation for the empowerment. I'm Marvin Roan, and this has been another day of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and empowerment for you. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Go out and visit. See what's good. But most of all, practice working on yourself. Know that accountability, justice, and fairness is important. Become the best person that you can be every day through your actions and your activities. Love on yourself and respect others. Most of all, become the example by practicing becoming every day. Peace.
right.